So the president's approval ratings are struggling, due in part to those major problems with healthcare.gov. Let's turn now to Lawrence Jacobs, political science professor in the University of Minnesota's Humphrey School of Public Affairs and co-author of Health Reform and American Politics. And Professor Jacobs, yet another poll, a Gallup poll, shows that 52% of Americans either want Congress to change or repeal the president's health reforms. So in the art of public relations and politics, what does President Obama need to do to get people on board?
I think for the president at this point, he needs to segment his job. There's the longer term job of rebuilding his credibility and his approval and support for health reform. But he's got an immediate task right now, which is he's got to make an appeal to young people and to folks who are uninsured that the health reform insurance that's being offered through the exchanges is a good deal and they ought to do it. Mm. Now, here's the rub. He's in a ferocious partisan fight. But I think to make that kind of pitch successfully, he's going to need to take a nonpartisan route.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this, because we've got a piece of tape that I think really exemplifies what you just said. Here's the president speaking at the White House just last week in response to things that Republican leaders in the Senate have been saying about the Affordable Care Act.
Just the other day, the Republican leader in the Senate was asked what benefits people without health care might see from this law, and he refused to answer, even though there are dozens in this room and tens of thousands in his own state who are already on track to benefit from it. He just repeated repeal over and over and over again.
So that's the president referring to things that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been saying about the Affordable Care Act. But Professor Jacobs, let me ask you, I mean, you hear the president sort of getting down in the trenches with this political fight, but I also heard you say that what he's got to do is rise above and use the bully pulpit of the presidency to really sell the Affordable Care Act. I mean, he is the most powerful marketer for the ACA. So, I mean, what should he be saying instead?
He's got three tasks ahead of him. He's got to grab the attention of people who are really not locked in if they're uninsured. He's got to hold the attention of people who may have been distracted by the botched rollout beginning October 1. Second, he's got to engage people. We know from the exchange in Massachusetts that on average, each person who enrolled had about 18 different contacts, either with someone in the community or with the exchange or a call center. That means the president needs to get people willing to muddle through what may be some confusion, having nothing to do with the problems with the website. It's just difficult to buy insurance. And then third, he needs people to act, both to finish the and complete the application, and then, very importantly, to pay the premium. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay the premium, the insurance companies are not going to cover you. The president, every time he dives into the partisan quicksand, he loses the ability to communicate that, particularly with these folks who are uninsured, some of whom are independent, many of them whom are young people who have some real doubts about the president and have some real doubts about health insurance reform. So for this moment, he needs to become the salesman in chief. Mm. To do that, he's got to avoid the politics and start making these basic retail sales on dollars and cents.
Right. You know, this is very interesting to me because public relations campaigns are exactly that. Campaigns. I mean, and President Obama twice has proven that he is a masterful campaigner. I mean, in the course of a presidential campaign, he kind of rewrote the book on how you control the language, how you set the tone, how you get people to think about an ideal that, you know, maybe some years off. I wonder if, you know, basically the White House has to get itself back in campaign mode and start getting people to tell stories about successes that they've had with healthcare.gov.
I think that's exactly right. They've got to get back into campaign mode, meaning a disciplined message, a message that is geared to what works. And at this moment when the president's approval rating and his credibility are at low points, that's a difficult task. But as you said, I think he's probably got the skill set. He's a remarkable campaigner.
Now, before we let you go, Professor Jacobs, there is one thing I want to ask you, because for those people with long memories, they will remember that the country has been here before. I mean, you've written about public opinion following the passage of Medicare back in the 1960s. I mean, you've written that there are some parallels between the rollout of the Affordable Care Act and the public's initial reaction to Medicare. So tell us a little bit more about this and what President Obama can learn from what happened in the 1960s.
Well, I think the main lesson here is persistence and focusing on the retail sale. Back with Medicare, you had a somewhat different partisan environment, not quite as divided as today, but you also had the doctors threatening to strike. You had large parts of the South saying they were not going to treat African Americans who were then going to be covered under Medicare. And what President Johnson did was to continually come back to the concrete, tangible benefit to the South to bring in their hospitals into a federal system of payment so they wouldn't go bankrupt, and reaching out to doctors to make it clear to them that a new day was being born, that they would benefit and their patients would benefit. And most remarkably, there's a voluntary part of Medicare called Part B, which covers voluntary services like doctors, clinics, and so forth. And the enrollment in Part B far exceeded what the original designers of Medicare expected. The reason? People saw the dollar and cents deal, and they signed up. That's what the president needs to get back to. Avoid the partisanship. That's for later.
Lawrence Jacobs is director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis and co-author of Health Reform and American Politics. Lawrence Jacobs, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Well, we always want to know what you think, specifically about this question. What do you want to hear from the president about the Affordable Care Act? Let us know at hereandnow.org or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.